Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The country group Diamond Rio has rescheduled their performance at the Performing Arts Center at Kent State Tuscaroras for March 28th. The original date was January of 2019. Ticket prices are still the same, and those who purchased tickets prior to the change have been notified. For more performance dates, call the box office at 330-308-6400. The Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency is providing a class today to help businesses develop a system of prevention and recovery and to deal with potential threats. The goal is to teach local business owners how to write an effective emergency plan that fits their type of company. For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
Yeah, that was kind of big news. Diamond Rio with a little scheduling conflict. But yeah. as long as they're still coming.
They're coming.
To the pack.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters. Of course, my buddy David Mitchell over there. By the way, I don't know if you knew this.
Fellow
Lake Blue Streak alum.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that last time he was here.
Also a Lake graduate. Maybe 10 years before me.
But still.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Still a great school and a great community. Well, good morning. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
Doing all right. Helping folks get through the middle of their work week. Hey, we got an email yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did this come to you or just me? No, actually just me. My bad. Thought it went to you, too. It was from our winner, Glenn Tidd from Newcomerstown of the Hall of Fame.
What did he say?
Gold Plate Challenge. All presented by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, because, of course, Sarshone Ford, the official car dealership of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they celebrated with us and with the listener. Glenn said this, who was our grand prize winner. He said, Eric and Michelle. Good morning, guys. Sorry if I misspelled Michelle, which
he said that?
Which he did do right there.
Oh,
it's all right.
Okay.
Glenn, it's all right. Michelle with one L. I just wanted to say again how much I appreciate you picking me as the winner of the Hall of Fame package. Listen, it was a group effort. It just wasn't Michelle and I, but we'll take all the praise.
Sure.
All the praise, no problem. My wife and I are very excited. Can't wait to meet you guys and chat a bit. You guys should have all my info. We can plan to meet up. Again, thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. What a gem.
Great email. I should print that off and put it out on the cork board in the front office.
Yes.
Good old Glenn.
We need more people like him.
Although his wife is a Steelers fan, can't speak for her, but Glenn.
That's right.
According to him, he was a Vikings fan.
That's fine with me.
Here in Ohio.
That.
Which is all right, you know.
I mean...
The purple people eaters.
Right.
That's what they call them up there.
What a gem. Like, how nice of him to do that. He didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? What a sweetheart.
But he did.
We'll have to meet up with him when we get there.
Definitely. Hey, listen, the soccer team that was trapped in that cave over in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
they're expected to be released from the hospital.
Today? Oh, good.
Yeah. Some huge news conference that's already been planned out. And get this, I guess folks got a sneak peek at the room and the conference room that some things will go down today. And the conference hall, I guess, was prepared and decorated to make it look like a soccer field. They're going all out with this thing, as they should.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
of course, youth soccer team trapped for days inside the cave. It started on June the 23rd. They went for a quick little relaxing excursion before after soccer practice, I should say. But then rain started to fall. We all know they got trapped, weren't found for 10 days. Then to get them out, it took the course of 3 days, finally concluded on July the 10th.
So
12
crazy.
Boys and their coach.
Could you imagine if that was you? Like, how do you think you would be?
I mean, those kids, I mean, you'd have to be mentally strong. First, just to get through that first 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
When nobody has come to rescue you and... Jeez. There's no sign of life. The water isn't receding.
It's so scary.
Yeah, it would be scary. They were just perched up on a little rock.
Mm.
But this news conference will have apparently some doctors and social workers, psychologists as well, to, I guess, help filter some of those questions if the children aren't able to
right.
answer everything or if, you know, something's out of the realm of their knowledge. But that conference is being held... I guess this evening in the northern city of, I think it's Chiang Rai. It's where the hospital is at. It's where the boys have been for the past week. Yeah, it'll be an event
mm-hmm.
for sure. It'll be like the Beatles or something. All those kids.
I'm not sure about the Beatles.
How about some of their requests, though? One of the kids in their notes said, "Mom, I promise I'll do my chores from now on."
And, oh, my gosh.
Most of them said they wanted barbecued pork right when they got out.
Barbecued pork? That's
what they
random.
Said. They want pork and rice when they got out. That was their their first meal.
Oh, my goodness.
Can have whatever you want.
I would let them do whatever they wanted for the longest time. If that was my son, be like, whatever you want, son. Take it. Whatever.
What were we talking about yesterday? Oh, the woman who drove off the cliff in California.
Right.
Now, you know, she drove off. She said she swerved to miss a tiny animal. Now, listen. I've hit a deer and I've hit a squirrel, okay?
I don't think I've ever hit an animal.
If you're going to hit a deer or a bear, maybe an elk or say maybe a moose. If you're traveling somewhere where, you know, the moose population is abundant, then maybe you swerve and hit that animal. Or swerve and try and avoid
that animal.
Sorry. But if you're coming up on a squirrel or a rabbit, an armadillo, maybe.
An armadillo.
An opossum. Maybe you just run right over that animal. Because that woman in California, that's how she went off the cliff. She said she swerved to avoid a small animal. You just got to plow right over that thing.
No.
Yeah, I know it's sad.
You can't do that.
I know it's sad.
She should have slowed down.
Okay, then you swerve, Michelle, and you go right off a California cliff and plunge to near death. But no, we mentioned that yesterday. That woman and I said, hey, that's a movie right there. She's got a book deal.
Well, already?
No, I'm sure it will be.
Oh.
But
I was like, wow, that was fast.
These 12 kids and their soccer coach in Thailand, that's got Disney written all over it.
Oh, for sure. Disney, you think?
No, it'll be a Disney film. I'm calling it.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse will hop aboard that and... fat in his pockets a little bit more. That darn Mickey Mouse. Hey, yeah, you can fatten your pockets by doing this. I know looking for a job sometimes can be a little tough, but this job right here could be up really anyone's alley, but you have to be able to edit video, be pretty savvy with social media and everything else. Folks at Mattress Firm, Michelle Spring.
Mattress Firm.
They're hiring. For their first ever snooze turn is what they're calling it. An intern who will get paid to sleep on the job. The mattress retail chain is searching for someone who can, I guess, put their rest to the test. You like that? Kind of just came up with that.
The
snooze turn will test out beds and create written and video reviews for Mattress Firm's social media platforms, and their website, mattressfirm.com. So, if you are able to do all of that, maybe you need to fill out your resume, update it, submit that bad boy.
Definitely.
You'd have to move to Houston. That's where Mattress Firm's headquarters are. Yeah, but you will have the chance to visit some local chains of Mattress Firm. The intern will also create regular video content about their snooze turn experience. What a name, too.
Snooze turn? Right? I like that.
Now, when you hear the word internship, what do you think? What comes to your mind? Instantly.
Not paid.
This is a paid internship.
Wow.
Only about 20 hours a week, though, is the commitment. You have to be 18 years or older and passionate about sleep and comfort.
I think you're going to have trouble finding anyone for that.
Those are some of the qualifications. I said, you have to be able to edit your own video and all that, and audio. They want you to do all that stuff, which, listen, we can do that. I'm looking for a part-time job, but problem is, I can maybe be their Ohio liaison if they want, cover Northeast Ohio if they're looking for somebody to do all of that. August 10th is the deadline, so get your resume.
I'm going to get that started right now.
Listen, if you want to use me as a
reference,
go right ahead. I'll tell them that you yawn all the time in the mornings when we're chatting back and forth.
I do.
I'm sorry I bore you that much.
Sorry,
Michelle.
I'm kidding. It's not you. It's early.
Yeah, it's you and my wife. It's all right. Always yawn when I'm talking to you. Hey, later I have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. And we mentioned our Hall of Fame winner earlier. Speaking of football, I have two tickets to the 41st annual Times Reporter All-Star Game football in July.
I'm so excited.
I mean, Christmas in July, maybe that's a close second. All that later this morning. Right now, we'll take a look at your local forecast with Miss Stephanie Allison, and then your Big Z Sports Minute right here on 99.9.
WTUZ.